Welcome, everyone, to OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly from Kelly Defense and On the Range podcast. Don't forget to check out all the past episodes of Vantage Point. And also, don't forget to check out On the Range podcast and Warhog Words of Wisdom. We get tons of DMs and emails concerning positivity and how Rick and I seem to always be positive, or at least have a positive spin on what's going on. I think that generally comes from the fact that we are happy with the way things are going, happy with the way things are in our life for the most part. I'm not going to kid you and sit here and tell you that my life is perfect. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as perfect. If anyone is struggling with staying positive, a couple of things typically are always present. And one is they haven't yet eliminated things that are making them unhappy. Now, it's easier said than done, I know. And in one instance, just to give you an example, eliminating someone or several people who are negative. These may be people that you've known your entire lives. They're always complaining. They're always negative. They are not supportive. They are negative about what you are doing, not necessarily only what they are doing. And I think you can learn a lot about someone and how they are affecting your life when they're focusing only on the negative, constant complaining. Trying to be positive is very difficult when you have someone in your life that's like that. It's very, very difficult. Now, you can turn yourself around in your attitude, and you can try to help those who aren't so positive and are really starting to affect your mood and your decision-making based on what they're saying, because I don't care what anybody says. People do care about what other people think, especially people they believe that are their friends. Now, the older you get, the more you start to realize that time is valuable. When you're younger, you believe you have all kinds of time and it's unlimited. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you it's not. You have to be careful about spending time, and what I'm saying is wasting your time on folks who are negative, who are not helping you become better at what you want to do. That's what true friends really do. Now, I don't want a bunch of people that are yes men either. I don't want someone to not give me the truth. I want someone to give me their honest opinion, even though it's my decision. But if they're constantly negative, it's just not going to help with your overall happiness and your overall attitude towards achieving goals. Another thing when it comes to eliminating certain things of a negative nature, look at some of the social media. Look at some of the social media and the activities you're doing. If you have time, or if you are constantly posting or commenting negative things on tweets or social pages, that's not time well spent. Why are you wasting your time being angry at someone else? Maybe it's their success. Maybe it's their opinion. Why are you spending that time on activities like being angry and sending angry comments on other people's posts? It's not a good use of your time. It's a waste of your time. Another thing is falling in love with a certain page or influencer or someone that has a page who's a celebrity. You have to be careful about that because you are only being shown what they want you to see. Now, they may be great people. I'm not bad-mouthing any of them. But what I'm saying is, it's probably not the whole picture. Now, if they're honest and you're starting to like some of the things that they're saying and you believe that it's a positive influence, then of course, take part in it. Social media can be fun. We use it for business. But I'm talking about when all you're doing is staring across the table and your buddy or your friend is making a comment about a tweet and just spitting mad about it and making these comments over and over and over. Those type of things need to be eliminated, as difficult as it may be. If it's truly not adding to your happiness or it's adding to your unhappiness, friends, I suggest that you get rid of it. Now, the flip side of eliminating things, I want you to embrace things that inspire you, that make you want to continue what you're doing. Someone that gives you a piece of advice that you might be going in a direction, you switch directions and it helps. Embrace those people. Embrace those things that make you happy, that keep you positive. Success isn't going to happen overnight in most cases. So you're going to have that positive attitude if you're really wanting to achieve something. And one other thing about your attitude. Pass along positive things. You have a circle of people that you entrust with your time and your compassion and your love. Share good things with them. Be the first one to say, hey, good job. Keep it up. Or, hey, maybe you should try this. Keep your chin up. It's easy to send a mean tweet. It's not always easy to be a good friend, be positive, and give them constructive criticism. But if they know it's authentic and they know it's coming from a place of help, they're really going to appreciate it. And it's going to make you a better person too. It's going to keep you positive. Now, besides your attitude, there's another thing that I'm going to let you know. Do not focus on your mistakes. That's not who you are. You could have done some crazy stuff and you know it was wrong the moment you did it or after you did it. That's not who you are. And if you learn from it and then you try not to do those again, then you learn something. It doesn't make you a terrible person. You have to let those go. Forgive yourself. And if you think that because you're getting older and you're becoming a little more seasoned in life that you're not going to make mistakes, well, I'm here to tell you, that's a lie too. You're going to continue to make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You got to let those go. You have to let yourself free of that burden. That's not who you are. It's a mistake. And don't let other people identify you with that mistake for the rest of your life. You can apologize all you want, but at some point, it becomes that person's problem if you wrong them, if they want to accept your apology. You say you're sorry. You say you're sorry again. Now, once it gets past that point and you're sincere with your apologies, it becomes their problem. You've unloaded it. You've got to move forward. Do not identify with something that you've done wrong. We've all done it. You could have done some crazy stuff. At some point, you have to let it go. Now, if you don't take those lessons, which that's what a mistake is, it's a lesson. You learned what not to do. You learned what not to do. If you continue to do those things and you try not to learn from them, well, then that's a totally different story. You're on your own. I can't help you. But let yourself free of those mistakes. Everybody makes them. And the older you get, you're still going to make them. I hope this helps you. You got to stay positive. Life is a grind. And take the time towards those and don't waste it on negative things and blaming yourself for things that you've done in the past. That's not who you are. Tell me what you think about this. Leave a comment below. Also, don't forget to check out our other shows on the Range Podcast, Warhog Words of Wisdom, and OTR Vantage Point. And also check out KellyDefense.com and Warhog.com. See you on the range, guys.